At Bear Country School early one spring, a call was put out for cubs who could sing, for cubs who could dance, tap or soft shoe, for cubs who could play a horn or kazoo, for cubs who could juggle three balls in the air. Then a special call went out for Brother Bear. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and I guess I'm done with spooky stuff. I guess I'm not going to finish up the holiday season with a bunch of spooky books. I lost the book that I was going to cover for the last couple of weeks, the final Bear Scouts merit badge mystery that I was going to cover with more Hoots the Owl or whatever his name is. And you know what? It kind of just like bummed me out so much that I went on. Then I was going to do another book, but I couldn't get my hands on it soon enough. I'm still waiting for it to come. And finally, I was just like, you know what? Probably not going to finish out the Halloween season with a bunch of Halloween spook-em-ups. And that's fine. That is okay. This show has never been consistent in any way. There's no reason I should finish out the Halloween season with a bunch of Halloween books. I'll probably do them around Thanksgiving. So that's where I'm at right now. But where are we at right now? Well, we are here with another of the seemingly endless supply of Cub Club books. Look, Ma, I'm reading. And this week's book is The Berenstain Bears and the Talent Show by Stan and Jan Berenstain, drawn by, who knows, some kind of freelancer. I don't know. The illustrations in this one seem particularly freelancy. I could be wrong. They could be one of the Berenstains, but they seem to be at least based on character models by the Berenstains. But there's a looseness to the drawing, and there's a boldness to the line that suggests freelance. I think this is also 1992. The copyright page is a little bit obscured, and I'm having trouble reading it, but yes, this is the Cub Club series, again, put out by Reader's Digest, and I'm going to tell you right now, I really like this book. So what is the Berenstain Bears and the Talent Show? It's, well, for one thing, talent shows are part of the great Berenstain Bear Country tradition. We've seen the Cubs participate in talent shows in several books, not least of which being the Berenstain Bears Get Stage Fright, the Berenstain Bears and the Giddy Grandma, which is another form of talent show, and various other chapter books, including chapter books and stories that echo this book in a lot of ways. This book is about Brother Bear, primarily. Sister doesn't have much to do with it at all. And Mama and Papa aren't even seen in this book, although we do see a lot of the cubs. And as you know, I am a huge fan of stories that are not the chapter books, but that incorporate characters that we see a lot in the chapter books. In fact, there's a real give and take relationship between the chapter book universe and like the Cub Club book universe and various continuity prime book universes. There's characters such as Barry Bruin who don't really pop up that much in the main continuity, but that are all over the subordinate continuities, which, as many of you already are aware of, are some of my favorite continuities. So this is back in the Cub Club world. And as you heard from the beginning, there is a call for a talent show. So they're putting out calls for bears, for cubs of all talents. But a special call has gone out for Brother Bear. There's a post, a sign posted on the wall that says, Brother Bear, please report to Miss Smith. And I don't know who Miss Smith is. I know that the door to her classroom says Miss Smith on it, but not like on a sign. It says like sort of scratched into the glass backwards, apparently, because if they're inside her classroom, assuming they're not outstanding outside her classroom, it says Miss Smith in readable lettering from the inside. But also her name doesn't seem to be a bear pun or a bear reference in any way, shape or form. So she's just Miss Smith. She's in charge of the talent show, and she has called Brother to her office, much to his confusion, because he's like, dude, I don't have any talents, which is not true. As we know, Brother Bear is a very talented cub. He probably doesn't mean he has any talents that he thinks are appropriate for some sort of stage performance. I also want to point out that it is seemingly fall in Bear Country, as Brother Bear is not only wearing his usual outfit, but he is wearing a red jacket over his usual outfit. Just a little detail there that I always like. And she says, it's okay if you don't feel like you have anything you want to do on stage. That's not what I need you for. I need you to be our talent scout, to actually go out and find cubs who want to be Now, some kids, this is the first thing I love about this book. Many children, many human beings, many people feel that the end all be all part of being in the performing arts is being on the stage in front of people. That has always been where I feel most comfortable, where I feel like I most have my talent. I am hopeless backstage. I am terrible with my hands. I am incapable of guiding a hammer in the correct direction with any degree of reliability. I have my spatial relations when it comes to like figuring out where things go in a room are non-existent. I am bad with following any kind of verbal or written direction. I am best when I am able to observe something occurring and then copying it, which due to the constraints of time in the theater world is usually impossible. When it comes to teaching someone how to do something backstage, I am uncomfortable around many competent people. I am just doing backstage work, particularly construction in the theater world, is a nightmare for me. It's not that I won't do it. It's just that I feel lost when I am required to do it. And all, the same goes for the administrative side or the managerial side of backstage work in the theater. I am hopelessly disorganized. I am completely unreliable time-wise. I do not like telling people what to do. I do not like correcting people when they're wrong. So I am bad at being any form of stage manager or assistant stage manager, any form of producer, any form of person who actually has to do things that require them to be at all reliable. And unless you're referring to the acting side, which I consider myself to be extraordinarily reliable on. But you know, I'm not saying that I'm good at it. I'm just saying that I will do the work well and confidently. So there is this idea that if you're not on stage performing, there's really nothing for you in the theater. But there are many people, many children, many adults who love doing the kind of things that are required backstage in the theater world, but they don't realize that those things are options for them, but that participating in those is as valuable and as needed a part of putting on a show, any kind of show, as talent, as the actors. I say talent, but when I say talent, I mean like the acting, the singing, because goodness knows that all the other parts of putting up a show are require some degree of talent, if not learned ability, although I do believe that talent is overrated at times. There simply has to be some sort of spark, but that spark can be for anything, and you can learn the rest. So Brother is required to be a talent scout, and what I love about Brother is he recognizes that that is where his talent lies, and so he's like, I'm happy to help. Great. And so he begins recruiting cubs, starting off with cubs that we're all familiar with and going into cubs that we're less familiar with. And that too seems like part of the way this would work. He would automatically go for the cubs that are his friends, that are his family, who not only is he guaranteed probably most likely will do something in the show, but also who he is comfortable approaching. And in this way, you start filling up your roster. And once you start filling that roster, your confidence grows because you have this sort of like basis, and you can say to people who aren't, you are maybe not as comfortable with, people who might not be as readily willing to sign up, like, look, I've already got a bunch of people, and these are people you know. So he approaches Sister, who's going to dance. We all know from books such as The Berenstain Bears and The Bad Dream, in addition to many others, that Sister Bear, the Berenstain Bear's got to dance, that Sister Bear is a dancer. She takes ballet. She loves to dance. We don't see her do it that often in the books. She's certainly not having like recitals and such that often, but she is confident enough to perform in front of her peers. In fact, the image we see is her dancing on point. She is on her toes, as it says. So then Cousin Fred, who apparently is good at balancing things on the end of his nose. Did not know that, but that is a talent and good enough for a talent show. Barry Bruin, this is interesting. First of all, Barry Bruin is drawn a little bulkier than we usually see him. Not like a large kid, but just his head is a little bigger. I think this is because his talent is wiggling his ears. So he's drawn face front, wiggling his ears. He has a weird look on his face, a cub face that I've never seen represented in the, this could be due to the fact that this is a freelancer, or it could just be this is Barry Brew, and he's also wearing like a brown vest, which is not what we usually see Barry wearing. But what's unusual about this is that Barry is usually the comedian in these books. The fact that he is the ear wiggler in these, in this particular book, is strange, especially considering there is going to be a comedian in this book. So Barry wiggles his ears. Brother's friend Bill, who is someone I am not familiar with. Bill is a card trick doer. He does card tricks, a little sleight of hand. Black belt Bertha could smash through bricks. Now, we all know Bertha. Bertha is the young cub who came to Bear Country. And as a new student, she's quiet, but she's also a bit of a bruiser. She will stand up for her rights, the rights of the other girls in Bear Country School, and she was the female quarterback, the first female quarterback in Bear Country School football history. So there's Bertha, also knows karate, apparently. Queenie McBear does backflips, and then Too Tall enters the scene. And he says his special talent is his grip, and he starts crushing Brother Bear's hand. And Brother Bear's like, you know what, Too Tall, that's great, but that's not a talent. You're going to have to come up with something else for the show. So Brother Bear starts handing in his list, and Miss Smith says that it's not enough. We need more cubs, so Brother sets back out. And so this is where he recruits a comedian. This is a young female cub, not the Barry Bruin type. This is a female cub, so I'm thinking more along the lines of your Sarah Silverman type or your Hannah Gadsby type or your Paula Poundstone type. She's so funny that Brother Bear is falling over laughing. So I would say probably more like your Paula Poundstone type, probably telling a hilarious joke about her cats watching her in the shower, which is the only joke I remember Paula Poundstone ever telling. A cub who could imitate famous folks, which is a cub dressed up as the bear world equivalent of Napoleon Bonaparte, which I assume is Napoleon Bonaparte. Also, that's not imitating a famous person. That's just dressing up like one. I don't know if he does a French accent or what, but in any case, a cub who has a ventriloquist dummy. So we have a ventriloquist cub. We have a she has a dummy sitting very far out on her knee, very far away, not in a position. I can't actually tell how she's working this dummy because he's facing her. I don't know how she's getting her hand in the back of the dummy, but that's a mystery for the ages. One who patted his head while rubbing his tummy looks a little bit like Milton, our friend Milton. He's wearing Papa-esque overalls, so we'll just say it's Milton patting his head. Seems like a talent that Milton would see as transferable to the stage. Cub who pulled rabbits out of top hats. We have a magician operating two top hats at once. That's advanced magicianry. And a group of cubs, six cubs, who were acrobats. We've got like they're forming a pyramid, but like doing flips over one another. It's a pretty impressive acrobatic display. And so Brother has quite the crowd, but all of a sudden Too Tall, Vinny Scuzz, and Smirk approach him, and Too Tall grabs Brother by the collar and says, you're going to let me be in your show. I'm going to sing. And then he gets up and he sings. He sings gorgeously. He sings so gorgeously that Brother applauds, and Too Tall takes off his cap and bows. Brother's like, that's amazing. I can't wait to have you in the show. And so the talent show occurs, the Bear Country School talent show, and we've got our comedian, our Napoleon Bonaparte, who, again, is just dressed as Napoleon Bonaparte, not saying anything. Everyone's clapping. Sister dances on her toes. Fred balances things on his nose. We got the rabbits, the acrobats, the card tricks, the broken bricks, and finally, Too Tall. It says Too Tall's talent was surely the best, a little bit better than all the rest. And he gets the talent show first place trophy, Too Tall. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe we have seen Too Tall's talent in another book. It could have been in one of the chapter books. I don't recall. I don't recall where we've seen it. Because I remember Too Tall getting and discussing the rush that Too Tall would get from this. This approval by his peers. This validation from his teachers. Saying like, oh, Too Tall, we know you're a bit of a troublemaker. We know that you're kind of the school bully. We know you tend to strong arm the other students. isn't it great that you have these other talents? This is that, I don't even want to say it's the soft side of Too Tall. I want to say that this is the one of the many other facets of Too Tall. We know that he is he's a bit rough with the students because he has a little bit of self-esteem issues. We know that he feels like he lives in the shadow of his father. And I like it when that happens to Too Tall. I like it when Too Tall gets to show off his abilities beyond being a rough cub. I like it when he gets to show that he has talents beyond being a bully, that he is... And beyond being just the big kid in school or the gang leader in school, that he has this artistic side. He's able to sing. He is able to entertain. And the teachers are like, that's great that you are an exquisitely talented young cub. But that's not the end of the book. At the very end of the book, Miss Smith says, hold up. We have one more award to give out. And I'm sure that the listeners will know who this award is going to. To Brother Bear. Our talent scout, a talent we could not have done without. And it says at the very end, the very last shot, she doesn't hand him like a trophy or anything. She brings him out. Everyone's applauding him. Brother is standing in the spotlight. And the narration says, the applause for Brother was long and loud. Thank you, said Brother. He was very proud. And that last page, the last page of the Berenstain Bears and the Talent Show, to me, sums up so many of the themes of this book. First of all, it is showing that the cubs at Bear Country School acknowledge and understand that what Brother did was just as important as the cubs who were on stage with their talents. It is not easy being a recruiter. It is not easy casting a show. It is not easy going up to people you may not even know and asking them if they want to participate in something like this. And Brother did it. Brother happily did it. He was able to discover cubs with hidden talents, as with Too Tall. He was receptive to listening to Too Tall after Too Tall had kind of bullied him earlier. He was like, you know what? I'll give you another chance. And he put together a fine show. It's not easy putting together a show. We don't know how much Brother had to do with actually assembling the talent show, but Miss Smith knew that he would rise to the occasion. She knew that he would be able to find not only cubs who wanted to perform, but a variety of talents for the show. And at the end, she acknowledged his contributions. And in such a way, the other cubs in Bear Country School were so aware of what Brother was doing that they saw fit to reward him with their recognition. Now, what I really like about this, not only was the applause long and loud, the fact is that Brother says thank you, but also says he was very proud. And I feel, from my experience in the theater, from my experience working with people in this capacity, is that not only do people who work behind the scenes, do people who work backstage at shows, not only do they not receive the recognition often enough for the hard work they do they not receive the recognition that the show literally could not go on without them, they are also many times, I won't say more often than not, but many times I encounter people who do backstage work, who do stage management work, who are hesitant to accept the recognition that when they are given it, who say, no, you know, it's not a big deal. They don't want, they're like, this isn't why I do it. I'm doing it just so the show goes on. I like that Brother just says thank you and that he is very proud of the work. And I hope that if anyone is listening to this who does backstage work, who does stage management work, who does design work, who does producer work, whether in the theater world, whether in the dance world, the singing world, the film world, however, if you do work that does not involve stepping out on stage, I hope that A, you are given the recognition you deserve, that B, you will accept this recognition that from a person who is completely inadequate at doing that kind of work and feels just in awe of people who do it. And see, I hope that you feel worthy of accepting that recognition and just saying thank you and being proud of that work, as Brother Bear is. He is demonstrating through his actions a wonderful way to accept recognition for the hard work that he did. A wonderful just cub saying thank you and standing there feeling proud with no false modesty, with no modesty at all. He doesn't need to be modest because he did a great job. The Berenstain Bears and the Talent Show is a fantastic book for demonstrating that talent can occur across the board in a theatrical production or any kind of production that there is nothing wrong at all with accepting a position as a backstage, that perhaps that is where your talent and your comfort level and your passion lies, helping put on a show, that the talent on stage in front of the footlights is only a part of what you see, and that there is a necessity for everything, that theater is a collaborative effort, and from all parts of the show, from conception to inception to production to performance to strike to coming up with the next show, it's all valid, it's all there, it's all wonderful, and I love books that emphasize that. This is the Berenstain Bears and the Talent Show, Cub Club book, Look Ma, I'm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. Go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. And if you are a patron, if you are paying at least $1 a month, you will get access to bonus episodes, including this week's bonus episode, The Berenstain Bears and the Talent Show from the PBS series, the one loosely based on this book. We will explore there, how did they do with the adaptation? Is it basically the same story? How do they expand on it? They always expand on it, particularly these Cub Club books. So if you're curious, become a patron, patreon.com/deepinbearcountry, and listen to the bonus content. It's a good episode. Usually my Patreon bonus episodes are about 15 or so minutes long, 10, 15, sometimes 20 minutes long. Join me there. I've been doing a lot of them. You can also find me on Twitter at BStainBearCountry. Go to Facebook. Join our Facebook page, just, you know, in case there's anything interesting going on there. Or write to me at BStainBearCast@gmail.com. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. Thank you so much for being wonderful. And I will see you all next time deep in Bear Country.